Begin the Karan Dav, Masechet Shabbos, Dav Kuf Lamed Ches. Begin Lamed Alf, begin to taste the mask, begin to look the Gemara. Elam Abaye, rather Abaye says, it's Midrabbanim. It's Rabbinic, which Tosfos asks on Abaye and explains, the Gemara had brought that Abaye said, this that you're not allowed to hang the strainer on Shabbos, not because it is of oil, it's rather Rabbinic because of Ubdinuchel. So that taste is bothered. He says, wait a second, Ma'avagav, the Tolo Kuzim, says, although the other example the Gemara gave of hanging the jugs on the handle, Afilis Rabbanon, like it's not even Isra Rabbanon. Well, then you're back to the question. The Gemara compared the two of them. If you're saying you're hanging the strainers rabbinically forbidden, you should say then the same thing regarding the jug on the handle. But just like you compared it when it was regarding Chiyab Chatas, then you were saying, wait, is it Chiyab Chatas? You're obviously comparing the two of them. That says, Taisi says, no, but Mildra Rabbanon Shaykh Shabbal Chalik. Regarding rabbinic law, definitely could differentiate by one of them they saw fit to make exam and the other one not. But even Shemesim, the Raisa, but according to the Havmin of the Gemara, that we thought it was their Raisa, in Shaykh Lachalik, then there would be no reason to differentiate, and therefore the Gemara had asked it then, but not asking it now regarding rabbinic law. That's me, Pirabi, from my teacher. Next, Taisa, the master begins towards the Gemara, Kisei Galon, this cheer of Galon. Taisa disagrees with Rashi to explain what is this Kisei Galon. The Gemara said, whoever makes this Kisei Galon on Shabbos is going to be potter of a loss. So Tosfos says, like a picture of kundras. Not like Rashi explains that miti galinus, it's the galin bed, the shilikir, which brought at the end of Perikira, which is called this name because of the place of galin, which they used to assemble and disassemble these beds. And that also, Mr. Mishim Yitzko, the way Rashi explains it, the reason why it's rabbinic forbidden is because you might come to push it in very tight and do bayinah by the kli. So it says, no, because the kulish might iron is oil. The whole sugi here, all the cases are examples of oil. And that's the problem of regarding Yisrael, not because Shema Yitka of fixing the vessel. So Ella Hainu Kain Mita Shapersonala or rather says Tesis, what this is talking about, this Kisagalan is a type of a bed that they would spread a leather a sheet over it and they would sleep on it. And yeah, the problem is because you're making oil. Because when you first put down the bed and then you put the piece of the leather bedding on top of it, that's from the bottom, and then the top, also that's forbidden. The poor you buy a bed, also you're not making it from the bottom and then the top. So yeah, that's what Mipi Rabbi, that's exactly the Isra here, like all the other examples in the Gemara are regarding Isra of oil, and not because of Shema Yitzchak, the way Rashi says it. The next is the master begins with the Gemara, Kisa Traskel. Tosfos comes to explain when do we say that it's a problem of making oil and when do we say that it's permitted? Because the Gemara said that the Kisei Traskel, you're allowed to open it initially on Shabbos. Tosfos explains what the case is. Talking about Yesh Ben Ur has a piece of leather that's attached to the four legs. When you want to sit in it, so Noita Ur, you spread out the leather, and then you sit on the four legs. The way Rashi explains. Which, as Tosfos explains, we're talking about where the leather seating, the seat itself, is attached to the chair. It's just that the chair folds and unfolds like a foldable chair. But because if it wasn't the case, if it wasn't attached, then it would be forbidden to stretch out the leather when you open up the four legs and to put on the leather, because that's like baina. Maybe, like we just quoted in the previous places, the Gemara says over there in Beya, Deflam, and Bezim, Bezim, Review. This is Haim Adurta, and this means all those examples over there. Regarding a bonfire, if you bring the top first, then the bottom, then permit it. Pirish Tesis says, what does that mean? When you put the wood here and here, when you put on the long piece of wood, the length of it to the width of these. So if you do the bottom first and then the top, that's forbidden. But maybe tchila etzim shnei zmal. But if you first bring the upper piece of wood, then you bring the woods which are going either direction on the bottom of that. It's not normal to make oil by making the roof first and then the walls. That's where for sure it's going to be permitted. That's what's called from top to bottom. But also from the bottom then to the top, that's forbidden. And the Chebeya, so the Gemara there also says regarding an egg, Pirish, what does that mean? Kirshnais and Beyam Agabe Askel, Shkaran Gardal. When you put the eggs on top of the Askel, which is called the griddle, which is the grill, Kirshnais and Beyam Tchil, if you put the egg first, Baychis Memeyada, and you hold it in your hand, until you bring the grill beneath it, sure, that's permitted. That's from the top and then the bottom, because that's not the way you make an oil. And the Chebeya Kidra, Shemeshiva Shtechabe, the same thing is regarding a pot that's put on top of two barrels. Shatzarzla, you have to first hold the pot. And then you organize the barrels beneath it. Chavit, regarding barrels, which is the case, if you have barrels that are organized in a storehouse, you put one on top of two. That, again, you first put the one, and then you put the two beneath it. Regarding a bed, which we're discussing, that first you stretch out the love, the peace, and the ear, and then you bring the bed beneath it. But that's what we're saying exactly by the Kisa Traskel, that if the leather is not attached from before Shabbos, then it would be forbidden to put the chair and then put the leather on top, because that's the Rabbeinu from Mata Lamal. But Rami, whatever Taisa says, actually, Yesh Lefarachach, the Shmaitz, actually, we could explain our sugya, the Be'ena Kosher, actually, a piece of leather is not attached to it. Well, Mayer, you enjoy it, Lamal Lamata, but it's Tomat, or you did from the top down to the bottom. Of the Mashmat says, Taisa, but it sounds like the Becholin Yamari, that this permissibility is old situations, which, if it's old situations, it would sound like Ibn Mata Lamala, again, and therefore that would only be if it's attached from before Shabbos, and not if it wasn't attached. That's Mipi Rabbi. Now, once we introduce that mishnah, that sugim sevens beya, Tei says v'chol hanu dasrim beya. All those cases we said forbidden sevens beya. I'm rebbeinu tam. Says davke dvarim shesh lemechitzat la'aretz. Specifically, things which have a wall, a partition going down to the ground. Aval hayshav like there al tarpit beyamtib. But to put the pot on top of this tripod on yamtib, sorry, that's permitted. Afil matal mal. Even if you first do from the bottom up, which is lehevi tarpit tchila, you first bring the tripod first. V'achak leishav like there, and then you put the pot on top. That's permitted because there's no mechitzas. So to put the table on top of benches, it's also because there's no machitzas. So the egg, the kidra, and the pot, the chavita, and the barrel, and put it in the bed. Yesh lemit, what you can say, shesh lemachitza, that they have walls, and therefore if you make from the bottom up, it's going to be a derech abinyan, and therefore it's going to be also, that's my pi rabbi. So Tosis wrote, that's the skitza trask, we have to say, that the piece of leather is attached to it, because if not, it'd be forbidden to go ahead and stretch it out, and the legs of the chair, because that's their chabinyan of an oil, like the Gemara says in Bayam. All those cases, the egg, the pot, the barrel, the bed, the bottom up is forbidden. And so he says, no, but maybe he's talking about that even if it wasn't, but you're doing mamalamata. And additionally, Tessa says that it's only when there's walls that go down to the ground, then you're not allowed to go ahead and do from bottom up. But if there's no walls, then there's no oil, then you're allowed to build even from the bottom up. Return next says, Master begins with the Gemara. Misaber, do you think Rebbe Lezer called your mayor? But who is Rebbe Lezer calling your mayor? Etc. Which Tosfos has a difficulty with this, because the Gemara said that, oh, don't ask that you can't do opposites, that you see there are opposites with your mayor and Rebbe Lezer. Regarding the Yerushal Zav, Rebbe Lezer says, Chayv Chatzas, and Rebbe Lezer says it's totally permitted. He says, no, because it's not an extreme machlekes, because there's also the opinion of the Chacham in the middle, that they say, Pat Rebbe Lezer, and that is Rebbe Lezer going on. Which says, Leah, the Rabbi, my Kabashani, my teacher doesn't know what the answer of Abaya actually is. At the end of the day, you still have Remei on one end and you have Rebbe Lezer on the other end. Who cares that this is an intermediate positioning? That's Tosfos' question. Phoenix Tosfos Master begins the word of the Gemara, Ma Darka Shel Bayer. What's the norm of Bayer? Which Tosfos has a difficulty from a previous Gemara, because Rabbi was proving that if someone is straining, that what you warn them is the Malach of Bayer. Just like Bar, as our Tosfos Maskil is quoting, is you take the food and you leave over the bad. Also over here by straining, you leave over the bad, which is the sediments, and you take out what comes out is the eichel, which is the wine. So it says loytik shahid dishali klagol. Don't ask from the Gemara. Previously the ein dal min aleph, which actually the Gemara says the opposite. It says that Bar, the way it's usually done, is that you actually take out the bad and you leave the good. So it's Tosfos commission pressure, because like you explained within Tosfos Maskil Bar ba eichel, that when there's more bad than the good, the norm is to take the good and leave the bad. When there's more good over bad, the norm is to take the bad from the good. By straining, there's more good than bad, and therefore the norm is to go ahead and to, like the Gemara was saying, that is to take the good and leave out the bad. That would be the derech habayir, and therefore that's exactly like we have by the Mishnah Meres. So it depends on the case. What we're saying is the Darak Shabbar, and here that's like that type of a case, which would be, as we're saying, is Neitel Eichel Umanecha B'Seilus. Tanech says, Matzah, the beginning of the Gemara, Karuch Alei Chut HaMashicha. If it's wrapped in it a thread or a rope, Mutlan Taisam, then you're allowed to go ahead and stretch it out on Shabbos. Chayes explains two interpretations when you're allowed to do this, because the Gemara had said that if you have a folded talus, so it's now spread out on Shabbos on top of the poles. But if it was attached from before Shabbos with a string, then you let it stretch it out because you're not making oil, just adding on to oil, all right, which is permitted. Tosfos says, but Tosfos, but as we talked about, that there was at least left over from the talis that was spread out, something, at least a tefach from before Shabbos. So now you're only adding on to the olarai. Because in any other way, says Tosfos, would not be permitted. Because we find the last parak in the second zebulun that from Bezim and Aleph, that regarding that he had his rams, at nighttime they needed ear, and during the daytime they needed to be covered by the shade. So he said that the way you could do it is karach budja v'shay b'tefach. So you wrap it around and you leave a tefach of it open. So then it's again macha peshetas. Then the next day you could spread it out because the mitzvah aloy l'arayhu. Then it's just adding on to l'aray. But that's what they says in the first interpretation. It has to at least be rolled out at least a tefach, just the rest not rolled out. Or you know, another person that says actually krichas chutem mishicha, the fact that it's wrapped around the string or the rope, even though it's not spread out at all. My eldest boy Shabbat Tefach actually would help even without having it open at least a tefach from before Shabbat. So those are two different interpretations of Tosfos. Tonight says Master begins with Gemara Bayim Rav Kahn and Rav Vachulu, which Tosfos explains what's this discussion between Rav Kahn and Rav, because the Gemara brought that Rav Kahn asked Rav, what's the halacha with spreading out a canopy on Shabbos? He says, well, even to open up a bed is permitted. He says, what's the halacha opening a bed? He says, even a canopy is permitted. And he says, what's the halacha with a canopy in the bed? He says, well, the canopy is permitted and the bed is permitted. So this is what, although the Gemara ultimately explains which case they're referring to, but how do we understand their discussion? So it says, it appears to the Rishon Shol Istam, Chol Kilos Ememotars, that he asked him in general, are all canopies permitted to open up on Shabbos? And Adam Lee said to him, Afilamita Yeshvehem, these are the words that what he was saying, that there, what do you mean? There are even some beds Shashuas that are forbidden. How could I say all canopies are permitted with beds which are more mutter, even some beds are forbidden? And then Hadabai, then he asked him, okay, Im call me to Sasur. So okay, are all beds forbidden? Amai said to him, there are even some canopies that are permitted. How can I say all beds are forbidden? Amalei said to him, okay, Kimish and Atma Khal Bishan, since you're not differentiating between the two of them. Ma'alash Vaisan Kilamito. So what's Allah? Should we totally equate the canopy and the bed, which is a Bamakam Shahzabizah, where it's forbidden by this? When you connect the Asabizah, it's also forbidden by the other one. And Adam Alay, that was the third part of the discussion that he said to him, no, Kilasu Amita Mataras, there are cases where by the canopy be forbidden, but by the bed be permitted. That's how you understand that discussion. And then what exactly were those cases? That's what then the Gemara explains. And so it says, so you have to explain the Gemara, the Perigal Trefas and Chuldaf and Gilam Rav, which the question was, Yesh Drusa Lachatul? Is there Halach of Drusa, which is some type of making an animal into a trefa when the animal claws it for a cat? If a cat claws an animal, like a behemoth, would it make it into a Drusa, a trefa? Amalei said to him, what do you mean, Aflachul Yesh Drusa? It says, even for a weasel, there's Drusa, for sure, for a cat. So he says, okay, yes, Drusa Lachulde, is the Drusa by a weasel? Amalei says, Aflachatulin Drusa, what do you mean, even by a cat, there's no Drusa. And then he says, okay, Lachatul Lachulde, yes, Drusa, I ain't lamb Drusa, so for the weasel and for the cat, is the Drusa enough? Amalei said to him, what do you mean, Lachatul Yesh Drusa, for the cat, there's Drusa Lachulde, ain't Drusa, and for the weasel, no Drusa. Which Mepharash Hasan Degmar explains, one of those cases, the Begdoim Etloim, by goats and by lambs, yes, Drusa Lachatul Lachulde. That's where there's a law of it being considered clawed for the cat, not for the weasel. But large animals, large behemoths, ain't drusa afilachatul. It's not considered drusa even for a cat. But oifes, something like birds, yes, drusa afilachulda, it's going to be considered cold even for the weasel. But again, that discussion was the same type of thing, the way we explained it over here. And those are just the cases of how we ended up explaining it. Or another approach says, if Yeshle Ashav Ke'in Shapesh Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Ram Hasam, you can actually say over here in our sugya, the way the Rabbi Yitzchak says in Masech Teshulin, that those questions that Rav Kahana had asked many different times, the first time they were dealing with birds. So he asked him, is it Drusa V'chatul? And that's what he said to him, that all the answers. Now, Shahaya Isaac Be'imri, we're dealing with the large animals. So then, Shalu, Emiyash Drusa L'chod, then he asked him, is it Drusa for the weasel? V'chankul, all of them, meaning, you're wondering what's he asking and answering. Every time was a different time. So over here, Kahana asked many different times. When they were dealing with spreading out an oil initially, so he asked them on both, they said they're forbidden. When he was dealing just with adding on to the oil, say Adam regarding the string of the canopy. When there was a bed upright, so he said that's mutter. But each one was its own particular question, and therefore that's when he gave them those different answers. But that's because or else it sounds a little enigmatic, the way he was answering him, but it depends on the question they were asking him in that moment. The next says, begins with the Gemara of Kilim Mutaris. What do you mean? Even the canopy is permitted. Chayzi explains, well, why don't we say, you could say it a different approach. Because the Gemara said that, what was the from the part of the discussion, the Rav said that a canopy is permitted. That's like Rambam by Yechezkel, which as we explained previous, that if there's a string or rope wrapped around it, you're allowed to open it initially on Shabbos. Now, Taisa Bavi says, have a muscle name, and the Gemara could have said, the Gemara is going to surely bring. We find the Kidla de Rav Huna, we find the canopy is a house of Rav Huna, where Friday night it was open, and then Shabbos morning was already down on the ground. So therefore you could have said, what do you mean, that was the case that he permitted, which was like that type of canopy is Rav Huna. So why do you have to say specifically like Rambam by Yechezkel? And I said, what you can say is, could you run it by Yechezkel? Actually, that with Rav Huna, those canopies were exactly the same heter from Yechezkel, because it was wrapped around the string or the rope from before Shabbos, and therefore, that is the same heter, and therefore the Gemara says, that was the case that he permitted Akila, which was this of Rami by Yechezkel.